Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
What's up, everybody? This is MMA fight music producer Mikey Ruckus, and you are listening to another edition of WMMA Jam Live with your hosts, Vanessa and Sabrina Bortez. Be sure to tune in every Friday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time at blogtalkradio.com/MMAJam. And be sure to follow on Twitter for live news and updates at WMMA Jam Live.
Fight fans, welcome to WMMA Jam Live. I am your host, Vanessa, along with my co-host, Sabrina. Sabrina, say hello.
Hello. For today's show, we will be breaking down the UFC Calgary card. The UFC on Fox 30. Yes, on Fox, which means free fight. And really good one.
Very good fight. There's no bad fight on this.
And there's a lot. So there's a lot of fights on this card. So there's a great match going on. It's Alvarez versus Poirier 2. So I know you love it. Awesome. Justin.
Oh, he loves Poirier. And their fight controversial. So. Okay.
Yeah.
I think it's time. And so I'm excited for this fight because they're both willing to stand there and bang.
Yeah. I do like it. And get comfy, sorry. Chat is loading, so hopefully we will get that going. If you'd like to join us when it does get going, just join Blog Talk Radio for free and then log in, join us below. Hopefully Neil can get in this time to chat with us.
Neil's excited about the fight too.
Yeah, so I imagine you'd want to talk. They're going to get started pretty soon too. I think the early prelims start at 1, of course, that's in Fight Pass.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you saw that though. How's it going?
Good, you?
Pretty good. I could do it up the heat, but
the heat's been killer.
It doesn't feel too bad here, though.
I like it. Sometimes I like some water with it.
Oh, that's so smart.
I know. It's your alcohol beverage?
It is.
There you go for later.
It was
for the
fight. The adult
pinata?
There was, like, sex and condoms and extra cream.
Those old people don't even know my fucking condoms.
But you know the old, too old for the kids, pinata, those ones?
I forgot it comes in on the...
They can't hear it. Last weekend, right? Yeah, last weekend we got to go to Lee's birthday show to North Hollywood. That was so much fun.
We did, Lee, from the church. What's happening now?
I loved it. I loved it because it was our first time getting to see Lee on stage.
Yeah.
The comedians that he had before were hilarious. It was such a small setting, He only gave out 15 pairs, and it didn't even look like everybody was able to make it. So it was really small. Even better. But I was literally in tears. Like, I felt even more, like worse about being so, like, giggly and stuff because it was so small.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and I'm there, like, tears rolling down my face. I'm like, that's it.
Yeah, it was late at night. It was super cool. Thanks so much.
Yeah, I liked it a lot. It was hilarious. Lee was hilarious. Did a great job. But, yeah. Thank you to Lee for having us. Really enjoyed herself.
Yeah, he's doing big things.
He is.
He's trying, you know?
Yeah.
I thought he was hilarious.
I love how he says that for a living, like, that's his job. And it's pretty much true.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
I would love Lee's job.
Imagine your boss forcing you to do drugs.
This is getting in trouble for that.
You gotta pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
He got it.
Just who likes to see the show. But I also loved how everybody was like, well, this is Lee's kind of crowd. Like, we're all...
Your place.
Yeah. But...
Why did you name your place? I'm going to have to make you one.
Well, I'm sure he's going to make him one anyway.
What is that?
Well, more eggs.
Oh, no, that's fine. Is this more eggs?
Yeah.
What about bacon?
Just give her an extra egg, bro.
I don't want the extra egg. That's what I'm saying. That's fine.
Johnny, you need that plate, bro. Yeah, go.
Well, he can eat the plate now.
I'm fine. Yeah, so.
Sure, I'm sorry. I forgot.
He's hungry. We both said it.
And thank you very much for eating your food.
Smile at me.
Part of the show, I thought, yeah.
This is a lot, baby. But I just liked how we were a certain kind of crowd.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, but you're Lee's friend. It's like, oh, shit. I was told you, right?
Right.
I've been saying, we're besties.
Yeah, I told Andy you were on his podcast. He was like, what?
Yeah. I know, it's so random.
I know.
But check it out. It was funny.
Wow.
Some stuff going down. Let's see. I saw Alexa Grasso.
For her. She got replaced with
Courtney Casey,
which, I mean, I do forget about Courtney Casey, but
I do.
In general, she is a really good fighter.
Yeah, she definitely comes and fights.
Rings
so.
It.
It's just, it's entertaining for the most part.
And goddamn it, Texas, you still owe her an apology since she goes
there.
They never apologized and rejected it. No, especially because once people hear you cheated, they always think it. But she did.
And for some, that's how they saw your name.
Yeah.
The first time. So it's like, oh, that one girl that cheated.
Yeah. She did it. Victor was last weekend.
And that's the one last weekend.
Listen, I'm a fan.
Mm-hmm.
But I did not know that there was a fight going on.
I knew there was a fight coming up. You know, I feel like I haven't really been in it as much.
And busy with life.
Busy with life, for sure. And, you know, like, I don't know, I need a little more excitement out of it. If I'm going to, like, I feel like even just last year, as we're watching it every fucking weekend, sometimes twice, three times a week. Like, it's overwhelming with how many fights there are. So, they got to be good now.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't got time for
like
that.
Like, tonight.
And last three, perfect.
They needed it.
Yeah.
They need the boost. I know, he's weird. He's weird.
He's a duck.
He also thinks he's fat.
You're on diet? Bread and water?
Are you really eating a piece of bread?
Well, then you are welcome.
You made a sandwich with nothing in it? In the end piece? Damn.
Would you like to smear some chorizo on it?
You could have made a breakfast sandwich.
I want to put some bacon in that, please, because I don't want to eat all this. Please put some in.
Get away. Yeah. Get him.
I'm at least. So yeah, Alexa Grasso out. Courtney Casey. Oh, that's what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. I'm a little bummed. Grasso's out.
Of course. I felt like she's not going to get surgery. So, I mean, that's good, but you get so excited. Like, sometimes him.
You have to do.
I don't know.
And then we're eating during the podcast.
Valentina Shevchenko.
Mm-hmm.
From Cinco Montano. Montano is the flyweight champ. Shevchenko, I'm always excited to fight. That's going down in Texas, September 8th. Also, Jess Andrade versus Carolina Polakowicz. Tyrone Woodley versus Till.
No. I have a problem with this.
Okay.
As much as we don't like Colby Covington.
Mm-hmm.
What's this?
Well, like, stripped or something?
Maybe?
Oh, yeah.
He just became the champ.
I know.
How was he stripped
already? I swear. Yeah, you look it up. I swear I saw something about him getting stripped of his belt already. People were like, what the fuck? Like, what about all this? You know? I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure I've seen it.
Yeah, he was. Turned champ because he wasn't willing to fight in September. I think he's hurt or something, wanted to fight in November.
But,
and Tyron's been sitting for like a year now.
I forgot a little bit. Never
mind. Wonderboy's already fought since then. Maybe even twice, I think he has. So, like, as much as I just like Colby Covington, I mean, really, what is the point of this belt?
There is no point in the belt.
Well, why do that to him, you know what I mean? Like, he's a piece of shit grinder, but, like, why do that, well, why do that to him?
Yeah.
Because even if he wasn't a piece of shit, I'd still be like, why do that to him?
Like, tournament-wise, fighting-wise, he's doing it, you know? So you have to give it to him. And you wouldn't do that to other people. For Connor, still champ, double champ.
And also, didn't Tara still miss weight last fight? So, again, rewarding people who miss weight.
Yeah, exactly.
Colby had him. Again, I don't like the guy, but...
Yeah.
Fair is fair.
For sure. I saw Debbie MMA rankings that Liz Carmouche and Roxanne Monterrey moved up on the flyweight rankings. Liz Carmouche moved up 3 spots to number 4. And Roxanne Monterrey moved up 3 spots to number 5. Maybe I just don't pay enough attention. I don't realize that there's so much that active to even see, like, number 4.
What'd she do?
Just recent, too, because I didn't even know it was, like, last weekend or the weekend before or something like that.
I don't remember.
I do have it in Twitter.
Jennifer Maya?
Yes. Unanimous decision. Of that, UFC Fight Night 133. Kat Zingano defeated Marion Renault. That went all the way. Jessica Aguilar defeated Jody Esquivel. That went all the way. I'm not going to lie. I think maybe some of the people that I would have chosen all of.
I don't know, man. I mean,
maybe I don't pay that much attention. I mean, that's just where it's at right now. But
is that where it's at? Or, like, how exciting is it? When
Luke
was number 4.
Roxanne Monterrey, she's been making her way up, so I get that.
And she looked great. I'm glad I didn't see the Luke Carmouche fight, but I'm never excited.
I can't imagine it's any different than a fight I've seen.
No fight since she fought Ronda have been excited.
She's really good in that.
And I don't feel like she improved.
Yeah.
She just stays where she's at and she ends up being comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
But she doesn't improve. So she's not getting better. Like,
I don't think she'll fight her belt ever again. But, you know, I think she's fighting because it's probably thumbs up. But there's no real, like, I don't know. Obviously, I don't know what she's thinking.
Well,
also,
you don't see her promotion
much.
You don't see her.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I didn't even realize she was that active to be at that point.
Mm-hmm. Did you eat that bacon? Did I eat that bacon?
Patrick!
Stupid. I forgot I ate it. I wanted to know this is bacon right now. I was like, he ate that piece of bacon, but it was, I feel like Patrick right now.
Hey, somebody.
I love it. I have this. I got into a fat coma right now. Oh, I need my baby. Didn't realize I was the one who ate it on the start.
Tiffany Van Soot?
Sir, I don't know how to say it.
Sophia Olafson. Excuse me. I believe Olafson, she was making her, like, kickboxing debut, but she's, like, in Muay Thai, so. But she was on, like, a 21 win streak in Muay Thai, so. Not too bad there. I don't know if it's already been set up or if it's still being worked on, but Carla Esparza versus Tatiana Suarez.
Oh, man.
Man,
I love Tatiana Suarez, so, like, in my head,
yeah.
It's like, oh, easy fight. It probably is it. Easy fight.
I think, yeah, because, I don't know, Carla Esparza is her too. That she fought. Like, I don't know, she's not that exciting.
Not to me, at least.
Especially going up against somebody like Tatiana Suarez, who seems like she's one of the new up-and-comers that you're looking forward to see. Like, you know, they're down to fight, and you see it, and they keep getting better. That's what I look forward to see. So, supposedly it's supposed to go down to UFC 228. Cindy Danbois is fighting King Reyna at Ryzen today.
Oh, okay.
Sandal 9-3, Reyna 7-0. I mean, I'm sure I won't watch it, but it's interesting. At least Sandal is, like, still going, you know, going up against different kinds of opponents, like whoever will fight, I guess. I know she's, you know, kind of one of the only people who fought out Cyborg.
Yeah.
What do you think? Just the problem is with anybody. Like, I just can't. I know there's not anybody that I feel at that level of cyborg. So when you especially see, like, third fighters, how are they going to get through that?
Well, yeah, they won and done there in the UFC. When does that ever happen to anybody?
You know, there was all that talk about Amanda Nunes and Chris Cyborg, and then, of course, there's Amanda Nunes, like, how many years later, again, saying needing a year to prepare for Cyborg. Because remember she said it, like, 2 years ago, maybe a year ago, she was like, oh, like, she was going to move up, and then Cyborg came back. She was like, oh, no, I'm going to let her.
Yeah.
So she was like, I would need a year to prepare for her. That was a while ago. And now she's saying at this point she needs another year. Fair, almost, you know, like, whatever. She's like, she's a champ. Like, what are you kind of waiting for? I don't understand. Like, she's looking good too. I don't really care too much for outside of, like, in the cage, you know. But she's doing the damn thing. So, Cyborg's like, I want to fight now. Like, I don't want to wait. It doesn't make any sense. And
excuse me.
So they're kind of stuck right now. She's like, he called me out like a couple times, like, I'm ready. What's the problem here?
The problem is she's scared.
Of course.
No, she's gonna...
I don't care what people say.
The thing is, about there's nothing wrong with that because everybody loses the cyborg.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's okay. Everybody's, who's, you know, got in there with her Oscar. It's fine. Like, it happens.
Then you need a year to prepare for someone in position.
I think especially where she's at.
Especially when you're a number one fighter yourself. Like, you... So you're trying to say your skills are that much more worth? Like, Chris Cyborg is that much more ahead of you? Like, you're number one in your division. She's number one in her division, and you're still trying to say she's still that much better than you? You can't even give her that fight after saying, oh, I need a year to prepare.
Especially when you have people like, okay, we're talking about the champ here, who's like, I don't know, man, I need some time. And you got people like Cindy Danbois, who are like all fighters. And you got fucking Pam Thornton, who's like, I really want to fight Cyborg, but I want to fight now too. So,
Well, I think she just likes to sit on her belt. I think she likes to sit on her belt so that she can save the channel.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, doing
anything
to like not want Cyborg is insane. There's no reason to be in the fight game if you don't want Cyborg, especially you, because okay, you're the champ. How about you be the first female champ? How about you be the first? Also, in doing that, you're the first person to beat Cyborg.
Yes, because
why
doesn't always a possibility?
Also, why doesn't it make you angry that, you know, you're not considered the best female fighter in the world? Why? Because there's one girl in front of you. Other than that, there's one girl.
Ooh.
So why hasn't your goal this whole time to beat
that one
full girl?
They're behind you guys. You already know you can beat.
But also knowing that you're training to beat that, those girls are going to be so easy.
Yes.
And they are communicating with her sometimes. It's like, hey, man.
I'm embarrassing. But like I said, she has been looking good. And that's the thing, is she looks bigger. She looks stronger. So she looks like 145 would be no problem weight-wise, you know?
Excuse me. I just think she was great. Honestly. And to be everyone who's like, oh, you have to even say someone's afraid they're a professional fighter. No. She's afraid.
What happened? Just say...
But nobody, like... Didn't say bad words, but did start crying.
Oh, Gavin's only afraid to fight me. Of course, that's true. That is true. Maybe Gavin.
But yeah, you.
Maybe Gavin. That's a fight. Shit.
No, because Cyborg has better hands and better kicks. Gavin has nothing on Cyborg. Again, Cyborg is the best female fighter in the world.
It isn't just
ever.
The size thing. She really does have the skill in every aspect.
Yeah, you can say, oh, she got beat by... I was forgetting her name, the kickboxing.
I know.
And she started doing MMA too. But that's kickboxing.
Mm-hmm.
That girl did what she's doing now, MMA. Joanna Bars.
Bars. Serena Bars.
She wanted to be a Cyborg.
Yep.
She Cyborg went and played her game and still, like, still with her, you know? But there's a difference between just kickboxing and being able to submit somebody.
Oh yeah,
and so
being able to do everything.
You want to say, oh, I'm not saying she's the best kickboxer in the world. I'm saying she's the best fighter in the world.
Mm-hmm.
But even those girls are willing to fight Cyborg.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. I don't understand why Amanda Nunes, and it's the only money fight for her. Nobody wants to see you fight Holly Holmes again. Nobody wants to see you fight Raquel Pennington again. Nobody wants to see you fight Kat Zingano again. Everybody she's going to fight in this division, she's already fought. Fight somebody else. Hey, how about you challenge yourself?
I just feel like at some point
also,
that is the point. You're like, okay, I could do this.
But also, it doesn't affect her in any way.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody knows she's
gonna try and
the number two fighter in the world anyway. So she doesn't lose points when she loses. she doesn't lose her belt because the Cyborg's not a 35 champ anyway. She doesn't lose in this. The only person that has anything to lose in this fight is Cyborg. Amanda Nunes has only great things to gain from this. I mean, she is a blimp on the radar of people because of how she doesn't interact.
That's what I was going to say. A lot of people really don't know her. As a champ, defending champ, too, people don't know her.
Multiple time defending champ.
But that's what I'm saying. And it'll be their first time really hearing her about
that because she
has a Cyborg.
It's sad because she beat all the other big names in the game.
Mm-hmm. And it's in the way that she, and it's funny because that you don't hear a lot from her, but you, lately I feel like she's like, Jermaine Durand.
Oh, girl. I'm coming back.
Oh,
nobody
cares. She said, looking forward to getting back in the UFC Octagon. It's been too long. Rocky PMMA, which is Raquel Pennington, waiting on you. Let's do this.
You want to fight the girl that just got her ass beat? Got her ass beat and came off an injury. Like, that's who you pick?
Amanda Nunes is like, oh, look who's back. Rocky deserves a top rank, reliable opponent.
That's
the line.
That's true. But also, shut your mouth.
Because
what are you doing?
Thing, all of a sudden, you hear her, but she's sending someone else.
Like, yeah, but she, like, and also, what?
Work on getting yourself out there.
But are you trying to get a fight with your anime? You know what I mean? Like, you're
a
nightmare?
I don't think so, because she's making it seem like, you know, Raquel deserves better than that. So I would hope that she's being shit, you know? Like,
but she also knows
I just don't understand
so some shit.
Jermaine Durandway, I don't, I thought the Holly Holm, which she won. She
lost.
Was the champ.
She
I don't know about that. I think it's ridiculous. I don't even know why she, because even though the division isn't, you know, that, like, you know, exciting, really, you know, Raquel Pennington has moved her way up that ladder. So why remain the randomly?
Well, why wouldn't you call the champ? Like, because she left the champ, right? Of the 45. But
that's
saying,
true.
Why wouldn't you call either the 45 champ, which, hey, you've had enough time
you're
to
come back.
Yes. Yeah. It should probably be better.
Or the
not. 35 champ.
Yeah.
Why would you call out someone who just got their ass beat? Because that's my only problem. You're not even calling out winners. You're calling out losers.
Oh, yeah.
Not that Raquel Pennington.
Yeah.
She lost her last fight.
Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, I got you.
You didn't even go after the girl who won the fight. You just wanted, like, the chump
you're
at the bottom.
Like, yeah, we already seen that she can
beat.
You know?
Also, she's been beat before. She was never this undefeated.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I know. But. Ridiculous.
I just think it's kind of weird to call out this person that lost. But what? Unless they have some bad blood, but Raquel doesn't seem to have bad blood with people.
So they're doing good. He looks healthy, you know, he's like doing a lot better. That people at first thought he had suffered a stroke. And then they're saying, no, oh, look at that. Like, it was either a depression or
brain damage,
weight cutting.
Brain damage.
But he's still kind of like, he's like, well, not too sure, but, you know, like, it's probably just the concussion. You know, like, they're still not
probably is true
what it is. For sure, for sure. Even he's like, we're not too sure, you know, but supposedly he's doing good. That they've even given him a time frame, but that they're like, I'm going to wait a little longer, make sure 100%. Especially, you know, things like that, a stroke.
More concussion. Yeah.
Concussion, like, something was
a bad enough concussion to take you off the floor.
Oh, yeah.
Well, what I didn't know, too, is Bisbee had called him out on that earlier, too, in the week. I guess and I ended up watching the clip, but he's on the show, and he's kind of just like, hey, you know. But he's usually very, like, hyper. Bisbee was like, hey, man, you tired? Like, you're real.
It was, like, enough to notice.
Yeah, yeah,
that. Let's say this.
So, it was also other people saying that he was different. He wasn't himself. Yeah. He's also been, you know, I know he didn't get the fight, Khabib that one time, but he trained for it. So, he took those hits. He trained for everybody, like, you know, all those fights. What was it before that, Frankie? And then Ortega had to go in, and Ortega won. You know, like, and even this fight, you know, so this whole year or whatever, he keeps training and he's been getting hit in the head.
Yeah.
And who knows what else.
Wait, you had him.
Yeah, what, three times just this year so far almost? Or
not so bad.
I don't really ask so much from these people. You know, like, we get excited. Oh, he's stepping in again? But honestly, like, that roster is pretty big.
Oh, hell yeah. That's true. Considering there's some people who fight like once a year, you know, and it's not because they don't want to fight, it's because now you got to wait, you thought? You got to wait because all these people. And then you got people who are fighting like two or three, or at least preparing for three fights in 1 year, you know?
Yeah.
Like, damn. Like, how did he come back around already? Tony Ferguson.
I've been on the internet.
Just green light to run. Says we're ahead of schedule, feeling strong. And posted a picture from like 14 so like his leg. Yeah, so gross. He's making his way back up.
Okay. he's a really good fighter, though.
So. For those of you who listen,
no.
If you don't follow Kaposa, what? At the Doctor _ Hitman. He posts some, like, crazy videos, like, best knockouts going on from, like, fights all over, like, fights you have no idea. but there's some like crazy fucking knockouts over and over. I feel like that's all I was seeing. I was like, oh shit.
Yeah, Henzo won yesterday. He came back and he fought, and he won. He got a submission. I think in the second round. Gary Tonin won in the third with a submission. In his fight, he improved to 2-0. Which is exciting. You know, Gary Tonin is just a straight jiu-jitsu guy, and now he's trying to transition. It's one of the best jiu-jitsu guys in the world, especially with Blake Ross, and he's trying to transition into MMA. And so far, so good, 2-0. He's starting small. He's trying to, like, basically get the name, jump into, like, Bellator, you know? Because he could have, like Dylan Danis did. Which I noticed, Dylan, that he deleted that tweet. I was talking shit on you about. You see that one where he's like, I run floor or something, but he had a shirt tucked in his shorts.
Yeah. I like how that's what.
I was like, but why is your shirt tucked in? Is
that a rainbow?
And then he deleted his tweet. You can't do that. He had, like, basketball shorts. Why are you sucking it in and acting with some glasses on and some high socks, acting like you're cool? I don't think he had high socks. So he has blonde hair, and he's like, oh, I run this. You won one fight against a can. See, it's metal can, sir. Fight someone real in that organization. And then you see him walking around like a little puppy dog with Conor McGregor, like, just happy to be part of the team. Glad he let me hold the sweater. He probably wiped Conor's ass if he asked him to.
Yeah.
Speaking of Conor. Got 5 days community service and some anger management classes. All felonies dropped. Will not be, even though it was a felony and he assaulted multiple people and...
And they're going to count it as time, so it doesn't mean I have to do the community service.
He doesn't have to do that. He has to do the community service, and he has to pay. He has to fix the bus.
And I mean, on his part, he's probably, my God.
There was no way the UFC was going to let him not be able to fight in the United States.
It's just crazy.
Don't think that the UFC didn't help front that lawyer bill.
It's a little crazy that he was able to do something like that serious, like...
As a foreigner. I mean, maybe he's not a Mexican. He's a ruckus.
Damaging property. And, you know, like, to not say something legally. He can do that.
Especially in New York.
Like,
Eric Gardner got killed over some cigarettes. Conor McGregor assaulted people. In a way, a little bit of terrorism. Because, you know, I'm just saying, the people on the buses were scared.
Yeah.
He brought a mob with him.
Yes.
So how's that not inciting a riot?
Exactly.
All these things, and yet it's like a slap on the wrist. You knew he was going to get it, and he's not even getting it.
He's not even getting
a slap on the wrist from the UFC. He's just getting a stern looking, too. Like, you know when someone gives you the eye, like,
You didn't get it?
That's what the UFC is getting him, because they asked him if he's going to get in trouble. They're like, no, we're good with him. Of course. He's a moneymaker. They need Conor McGregor.
Okay.
When this first happened, he was the worst piece of shit in the world, right? Dana wanted nothing to do with him.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. And now, the sickest thing he has seen.
Just a little, certain little look from Uncle Dana. Don't do that again, Conor.
Have we never made off?
He also can't get near Michael Chiesa and Ray Borg till 2020.
Really? Like,
it's like an order of protection. I don't know, but it's like an order of protection. Which is funny because now, hey, Ray Borg, Michael Chiesa, you're not getting invited to some shit because Conor's going to be there. You know what I mean? Like, they're not going to make not Conor show up. They're not going to let Conor equals 100
Ray Borg
and Michael Chiesa put together.
Just put out a tweet. Nurmagomedov was saying that all of a sudden he had to have extra security.
Yeah, the UFC game.
Yeah, because Conor McGregor had tweeted, "What if the cavalry lets go to Canada?" You know, like he was going to make an appearance, and so they had to get him extra security just in case Conor showed up. I was like. And he
like, this is happening already. Like, he just, they're like, you banned that in trouble, and then now he.
How about you ban Connor from bringing a group of fucking people? But you ban Connor.
He was like, if you have a problem with somebody, like,
why do you need a group?
Yeah, he's like, why come with 30 people with cameras? Like,
that's true.
Don't be like, hey, you know, let's go tell him.
And,
like,
and this is the beginning.
Let me know where you're at.
Said it today, or yesterday, whatever, he just said, yeah, I don't know, if you have a problem with me, just send me the location.
Yeah.
Hey, they can have a backyard fight real quick just to be like, you really want to settle this problem?
I think there's a, like, in real life outside of MMA, there's crazy
rumble.
You know, like,
it's all crazy. It's Russian.
Sorry,
don't give a fuck.
Exactly.
Now, what more of you are you scared of? The Connor in your face?
Crazy?
Silent Russian.
No.
Like, okay.
For sure, the Russian.
And Russian fights bears.
MMA.
Russian fucking fights bears. That's who I'm afraid of.
And this train to kill.
Cool. Well, you want to bring your cavalry. What about, you think Number Made Up doesn't have a bunch of killers in his pocket, too?
Oh, my God. So a group of Russians?
You think Donald Trump won't give them all visas in this day and age? So then come on. Everyone's their boy. Vladimir's like, hey, you can't have nobody punk a Russian. You can give them all visas.
So, I mean, with Connor not getting in trouble.
He says he wants to fight soon.
Mm-hmm.
Remember my ass was saying, I read it real quick, kind of, that he's not going to put Connor away easily. He's going to punish him.
Yeah, I
he's
saw that.
Kind of like Michael Johnson.
Yeah.
I believe it. I don't believe that Connor has the wrestling to... The wrestling that the Khabib has. He's got a captain coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Khabib does come with his face up and he'll take some punches to get in. But, and,
well, that's
I'm not saying Connor's
too,
afraid.
How much Connor's been doing, you know, like.
Also, how much now is Connor doing this for the show in the sense of, like, or
his reason that he needs to come in, like, because he wants to fight. Not so much, to, you know.
But also, he has so much more to lose as a persona that it might be too much pressure for him. Because this is no joke. Khabib's no joke. He is probably the best 155 in the world, and he can barely make 55.
Those guys are going to be on him. There's so many people wanting to see his return.
Yeah, and that's why it's like, okay,
it's going to be
and then,
big, and that's why he gets away with the shit he gets away with, because it is going to be big. Everyone's going to watch.
That's what Khabib said. Khabib said he makes a good point. He's 2-2 in his last fight.
Yeah.
Why does he deserve a title shot?
True.
Sure.
I know.
Oh, yeah. It's the money fight. It's the only money fight in the UFC. The only other money fight is going to be Brock Lesnar versus DC, but only because Brock Lesnar is going to bring all those WWE doors.
For sure. Sure. Connor definitely brings a big crowd. So. I can see where that's like. Kind of nerve-wracking. There's a lot, like, it has been a little while. A lot has gone on. A lot of people are going to be watching.
Oh, yeah.
But as far as the UFC goes, he's definitely the only... There's a big difference in the amount of people and the amount of money that he brings in comparison.
For sure, because look at this fight right here. I know it's not the number one fight, but Eddie Alvarez versus Dustin Poirier is a very good fight.
It is.
It is... Especially because the shit that they put on, it is pay-per-view worthy. This card is pay-per-view worthy.
Oh, my God,
and
yeah.
I think this card would have sold like hotcakes. But,
and you're getting it on Fox.
Still not this. One thing matter. Oh, thank you. Still not. Nothing compared. The only other return that's going to be huge money is John Jones.
Oh, yeah.
John Jones versus whoever he gets. You know, the fight to make is it. Not that I want him to, but... DC gets hurt, John Jones to replace him versus Brock Lesnar, or that's, you know, because in reality, these are all John Jones' fights.
Yeah.
John Jones should have fought Stipe. John Jones should be fighting Lesnar, but he fucked up.
Many times.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like,
he fucked it up.
But he's never lost, so these are technically his fights. DC... it's, you know, and eventually you are rewarded for being a good guy. And I think that's what's happening for DC right now.
Mm-hmm.
Being rewarded for being a very good guy, very dedicated athlete, you know what
oh,
I'm
yeah.
saying? And good for him. But Brock Lesnar versus DC is not going to sell as much as Brock Lesnar versus Jon Jones would sell.
Yeah, that's crazy. I like how you already set it up for DC.
Want to bet? Want to bet?
I'm down. That's pretty interesting.
It is.
Like, I'm down to lose on that.
And then Jon Jones wins because Brock Lesnar really isn't shit but a bag of muscles.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, a bag of steroids.
Like, how do you lose? Like,
and then the fight you make after that, obviously, is DC Jon Jones 3, and hopefully Jon Jones does it clean. Because then that's the real fight. He has to fight DC clean.
I wouldn't even know what the fuck to say if he ended up failing a drug test. Something happened.
You know, I think the only way he would sell drugs. Okay. This product has to go away for Jon Jones versus Brock Lesnar. It just has to.
It just has to happen somewhere.
But when it comes back for Jon Jones, you know, I dirty against DC, which is
seems
to be the only person who's test dirty against, and it's because he was always afraid of him. Yeah. And that's why it's so much bravado, because he's afraid of him. Because he really is the only challenge for him. And he hasn't really been that much of a challenge.
Yeah.
Think of how much, DC dominates these wrestlers. Dan Henderson. All these guys, right? He's fucked up the best in the world, except for Jon Jones.
Yeah.
But Jon Jones always has 30 against him.
Yeah, so you can't take...
And it's the only person he tests dirty against. So that's why this third fight has to be clean. I know no one ever wants to do trilogies, but...
This is a different
story. It has to be clean, though.
Don't watch it, then. This is the one for...
This is the one I actually want to watch. I never wanted to watch Jon Jones DC 1.
Oh, my God,
DC
no.
DC 2.
And
that shit was in Anaheim.
Like, because of these fights. Completely honest with you. It made me like, I don't even care. I don't want to hear about them, talk about them. I would like to finally see this happen. Clean, yeah, for sure.
And I also feel like DC, surprisingly, weirdly, has been clean. In part, like, it's so weird because he's the best, and he's still getting better.
It. And there's a respect for it, and it's just, you know, like, it's the shit.
Yeah.
So, but, and that's why he's been,
that's why I buy if he showed up. I think that's, yeah.
He did it the way he was supposed to.
I think dream scenario, that's what happens. DC gets hurt, Jones comes in, Jones wins, Jones fights DC, and then DC wins and retires.
There
you go.
There you go.
We're going to, hey, he wants to WWE up the Octagon and bring in Brock Lesnar and do that piece of shit they did in the middle of that Octagon, which I can just
was the most
shitted on MMA.
Because I wasn't always a DC fan. So this is just because I see that he has that heart, that passion, and he's, you know, he's really good. So you got to give him respect, you know? Like, but as soon as I saw that, it was like, I'm good. Like, I was so mad, like, at the progress he had made. You know?
Right?
You know? Like, it took me back. I was so disappointed with that. I was like, come on. That's the worst part about it. Because if you're going to do it, whatever, it happens. But then you bring this side of it into it, that's not what it's about. We're not merging this WWE show that you put on with MMA. Like, this is real stuff. This is a competition. Like,
especially knowing they're actually really good friends. They're really good friends. Like, super good friends. Like, families hang out. He goes to wrestling events because Brock, like, from a long time ago, from before. Don't give me this bullshit.
Yeah.
He should never have been allowed in that cage. It fills the thunder. Because
it definitely takes away from it.
Did they interview Stipe at all? Because usually those title fights, they'll do the winner and the loser. And what, he didn't get his, I mean, it sucks to be interviewed when you lost, when you lose, but, like, he didn't get his shit just because Brock Lesnar went in there. So, like, maybe Stipe wanted to call DC out for a rematch.
Yeah.
Which people are saying he should get. I don't know. I get that Stipe was very dominant so far, heavyweight-wise, but that's just because people lose so quickly. It changes hands so fast.
Yeah, for sure.
But it was a clean win. It was a good win. It was a smart win. He knew not you're going to be able to do that to Stipe, especially so early on. Maybe wear him out and then tire him out and be able to capitalize on that. But he beat him in the first round. And Dominic Cruz was talking about, like, how he tricked him into letting him get, you know, that shot in. And he, and how many times, like, it had to have been a solid hit because people hit Stipe all the time. But DC knocked him out with one shot, really?
And I don't know if it's just me, but, like, when I look at DC, you don't think he's going to do something like that against somebody like that to have that power to, like, get him, you know? Cause, like, you know,
he really hasn't done that.
Yeah, especially that's, like, not his usual thing. So, like you said, you expect him to tire him out and then maybe get him. Yeah, because you always think he's going to resort to that first. That's the shit.
To wrestle.
Yeah. So,
especially with a guy like tire him out, then his hands won't be so powerful. But, yeah, I didn't like that at all. I didn't like that last thing at all. I thought it was so gross. And that's the thing, it's like, it turns you off.
You know, I watch way too much wrestling, WWE, and I don't even know this.
He did. He's not like a regular. Mm-hmm. He just makes bank. That's why. That's why he doesn't get drug tested though.
Mm-hmm.
He's the only full time wrestler to get drug tested.
Can't make it.
But
oh shit.
Yeah. So if you're not a full time, they don't test you, and that's why Brock can do whatever
sometimes
he wants.
Sometimes he's in any time. I mean, from what I've seen, I'm sure they have a lot being in any time.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. But I feel like that's the hopeful scenario that plays out. And, because as much as I think that John Jones is the better fighter, if he has been cheating against DC these last two times, he doesn't deserve to beat him. And that's what I think. And then DC beats John Jones and then retires. Because he's like, I beat everybody that I wanted to beat. Well, he's going to retire soon anyway. Because he only has, like, three fights in his pocket. Yeah. You get injured, so you take one fight away, like, okay. I'm just saying, you're getting old.
Yeah. Love your career. Fine.
Because, he's already set presses. Not only does he broadcast, not only does he commentate, he's going to do the wrestling, so that's cool.
Oh, yeah. That's how your partner flies a bit. Such a good guy.
And he likes Popeyes. I love Popeyes.
So, it's not
sponsored by Popeyes.
Yeah. But, I'm not going to touch it. I think WM and everything. Slam's disrespectful Holly Holm. Her record catch chicken pox is all in my spot. Something about them, like, fighting for an interim title.
Can we stop with the interim titles, please?
What's wrong with the champ? I don't. What?
Holly
Holm and Deere.
Noon.
Right. 35.
Yes.
So why is it?
Because that. Because she thinks that the UFC's hands out interim belts that they have. That's why. That's why. That's
she heard they were passing them out. She's
hey, let's fight for the third place trophy. Like, I don't know.
Nope.
I don't know. But she also doesn't know English well. She probably does that. I'm not a huge fan.
She's
a little boring to me. The thing is, like, I looked and then I was like, okay. Talk about this, and then I already forgot.
Really quick, I just want to thank the Shield, nominated for Women's Sports Foundation Sportswoman of the Year. You can vote for her at Vote Shield. I saw this thing, Sean Staff fought LFA 46, and he lost to Matt Carretti. He got stomped to the body. It's fascinating that he was on the ground with that. Kind of stomped down on his body. And I guess he, like, came to life and stopped it. And he was looking to, like, get it.
What?
Get it overturned. Supposedly he's, like, a referee himself and, like, some other MMA.
Go ref then! Shut up! It's not illegal. Where is it illegal? When have you ever seen? It wasn't a soccer kick to the face. That's the only rule. That's what I'm saying. That's the only rule.
Down. I don't know. Like,
there's no 10 and 12 rule when it comes to your feet. How? You could do an axe kick. An axe kicks up and down. People do that all the time when someone's on the ground. They axe kick them so that they can get in. You see it all the time. They go like that.
I don't know. Something about
pisses it. Pisses the bottom of his foot
standing and he was on the ground.
Never heard that.
You have so many pieces of couch on you. Like,
I know.
Checkered.
I know. Just fucking couch. I don't know. I've become one with the couch. Yeah, I don't get that. I don't understand that. I mean, if there is a rule, I've never heard of it. Doesn't make sense to me. He didn't hit you in the face at all. Now, did he hit you spine? I know it's illegal to hit someone in the spine, remember? You can't go in the spine.
Honestly, I don't think that's
back of the head, face. You can kick people when they're on the ground. Like, if they're, you know what I mean? Like, if someone's on all four, you can just fucking soccer kick them to the side. You can't fucking kick them to the face unless you're in 1SC.
Which, why are you hard?
I fucking seen one of those, like, two weeks ago. I was like, oh,
those are hard to watch. I get
with it. Because most of them is not just one, two. At least two. It's pop up real quick.
And you're
almost out on the first one.
Like, uh-uh.
And they come so quick that the ref can't get there till the second one. Sometimes they don't knock out, though, so it's fucking crazy. But, like, if it's loud.
My goodness.
Can you imagine Jose Aldo soccer kicking someone in the face?
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
But, like, a stomp down to the body? I don't understand how that's illegal.
I don't know, man.
Especially any part of the front of the body? I've never heard of a strike being illegal to any part of the front of the body. He is a sissy. He's lost. Why didn't you catch his foot? Why didn't you roll out of the way? You fired.
UFC on Fox 30, Alvarez versus Poirier 2. Main card's going to be on Fox at 8 Eastern 5 Pacific. Prelims will be on Fox. That gets started at 6 and 3 Pacific. I think right now it's like
12.
So, early prelims on Fight Pass are going to start at 1, so. There's like 5 fights on early prelims, so there's what?
Is that on Fox Sports 1?
Early prelims on Fight Pass.
Yeah. And another one?
I think it's on Fox. Isn't it usually FS?
Yeah.
No, that's just that.
I thought they don't do prelims with main card. That's why I have. Anyways, hey, Fox Sports 1, fix your app. Don't tell me I can watch live TV and then not let me. It went out every 5 seconds.
Dang, that's fucked up.
I was trying to watch fights. I'd look on Twitter and I was in a different round. It was terrible. What fight was that? What fight did I watch?
I don't even know. They all messed together.
Whatever fights do last, I watched them. And not really, though.
You tried to watch them. I guess in chat.
Oh, hello, guest. Oh, remember that one that wanted to rap or whatever?
Yeah.
Come back. Baby, come back.
Early prelims start off at 7 Powell, taking on Alvaro Herrera. Random Marcos.
Ooh.
8 and 5 taking on Nina Ansaroff. 8 and 5.
I'm going to go with Anthrop only because she's been in training with me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like her,
no,
I don't know who Martha's training with.
I don't know who she's training with.
But I love her more than I do.
Yeah.
Anthrop. I just think that right now her training is better.
Let's see. Marcos beat Juliana Lima in January at UFC on Fox 27. She lost to Alexa Grasso. She's really been like win-lose, like on her little journey. Nina Anthrop, she's 8-5. Of her wins, 4 have been by knockout or TKO, 2 submissions, 2 decisions. She's on a 2-win streak to be Angela Hill, Indiana Susan, Jocelyn Jones Parker. I do get what you're saying, Nina Anthrop. She's training with Nunes, you know, Marco. I don't know. I don't see much of the same stuff, but, you know.
Yeah, I don't think.
But I am a fan of Marco, so, of course, I always want to see her win. But I'm interested to see what Anthrop is learning, you know, from, like, the people that she's getting to train with right now. And so, but it's hard for me to go in for
them.
Yeah. Dustin Ortiz taking on Rafael Nicolau. Alexis Davis for Kim Chokagian. Davis is 19-7. Of her wins, 2 have been by TKO, 8 submission, 9 decision wins. She beat Liz Carmouche. Cindy Dandois has lost Sarah McMahon. Well, she lost to Ronda Rousey at UFC 175. Chokagian, she came from Cage Warriors. She's been going 3-1 in the UFC. She beat Mara Romero-Barella, Irene Aldana. She lost to Liz Carmouche, so Liz Carmouche fought in 2016. beat Lauren Murphy before that. She went 7-0 over at Cage Warriors. I like Chokagian. I'm kind of more interested to see what she's going to bring to it. Forget, you know, but, I mean.
Nah, I'm going with Chokagian.
Right?
Yeah.
Because
I feel like that last Davis fight, and I know it was a split, it was boring as fuck.
Well, that's what I'm kind of saying with her. Like, at this point, I'm not, you know, she doesn't really bring it.
No, she left to have a baby, and then now this is a story.
I forgot about her, and she'll be in, like I said, she was 7-0 over at Cage Warriors. I don't know what happened with the Liz Carmouche thing, but, you know, I'm interested to see what she's going to do for sure. John McDuffie versus Ross Pearson.
Nice.
McDuffie versus Ross Pearson 2014.
You know, I like Ross Pearson. He can take a shot, he can give a shot. But I think he's taken a lot more shots than McDuffie has, and sometimes McDuffie has some hands on him. So I'm going to go with that dude.
It's going to be a nice
stand-up fight, though.
Yeah, for sure. Pearson, he was, like, other than Blackman, he was, like, four lot straight out. They are ending things for the early prelims on Fight Pass, which is going to start at 1. So even that right there has, you know, quite a few decent fights on it. Prelims will be on Fox. Are you going to try and say this one? Gadzimurad and Sabula?
Nope. All right.
Nope.
Anyway. Over Ian
Kutlava?
Maybe the easiest name on that one. Kazan Johnson is in the Islam. Makovic? Makovic? The one with the normal name, of the, at least the last name of Johnson. Hakeem Dan Odi? Austin Arnett? How about the nice name, Austin Arnett? Jordan Mean versus Alex Moreno. That's an interesting one. I'll go with Amy. So we got Alexander Hernandez versus Oliver. Why you gotta have three names?
Right.
You're French? Jesus, you're French Canadian. Alexander just beat the shit out of Benny. He, you know, he took it over to the soul. And then Mercier, I mean, he wins. He wrestles to win. And it's not always fun.
Yeah.
He's definitely going to go for that takedown. I think that I was really impressed with Alexander last when he fought Benny. Like, he's an up-and-coming dude, and I'm going to go with him. Plus, you don't hear a lot of Hernandez's. So.
Yeah. You have to.
Oh, you want a J-check?
Yo, J-check, 14-2, coming off two losses to Doug Rose. Wins over Andrade, Kowalkiewicz, Zelda, Letourneau, Jessica Pinnett, Carla Esparza. She definitely went through a list of ladies and was doing a really great job. I loved her as a champ. I love her as a fighter. Sticking on Tisha Torres, 10-2. Tisha Torres' wins, one was by submission, nine have been by decision. She lost to Andrade this past February at UFC on Fox 28, beat Michelle Waterson, Juliana Lima, Beck Rollins. She too has lost to Bud Rose. She did beat Angela Magana, so of course there's...
Everybody beats Angela Magana.
It's always good to see that.
Magana beats Angela Magana. But she doesn't have a career anymore.
You have J-Check versus Torres.
J-Check versus Torres. Easy! I don't understand where all these girls are coming from talking about. Andrade is like, oh, Tisha Torres is going to beat the weaker. You want to yo J-Check. What are you talking about? Because she got twice, she's weaker? Because she was the best fighter in the world until Doug Rose came along.
Okay, she was taking out everybody.
She was good.
Yeah.
Everybody, and I'm pretty sure I think Andrade was on that, might be on that list.
Yep, she was the last person she beat.
How'd she beat her?
It went all the way.
Went all the way. I don't understand this, though. I've been upset with the way that Joanna has handled her losses as well.
Of course.
But to imply that she's no longer a good fighter because she lost to Thug Rose twice is insane to me. She is one of the best fighters still in the female fighters in the UFC. She still has some of the best legs. She still has some of the best cardio. Like,
yeah, for sure.
And she is definitely a better fighter than Tisha Torres. She's longer. She has more heart.
I definitely think the opponents that she's been up against too is better than Tisha Torres. Not to, like, you know, bring anybody down, but it's definitely a difference.
Yeah.
You know, skill level wise. And I think she could also
being able to handle the pressure of big fights.
Mm-hmm.
So, for sure, I haven't been in too many real big fights, and this is a big fucking from the fans.
And I feel like she always comes in the same way that I want to fight. Even her losing twice to Rose, she still came in like, you know, like she's crazy. I love it. That's what I loved about her, you know, as a champ. Her fight game, like, she really is a great fighter. So the fact that she handled her losses the wrong way, yeah, like fighters do. But what I really care about is, like, how she's going to get paid to fight. That's what I'm here to see. So whatever, you don't owe me anything.
Yeah, but I just
not being like,
it's like, I get that you have to think, like, oh, of course, now she's beatable. You should have always had that mentality.
It should like pump it back up. You know,
don't fly that. Like, she's not good anymore. It's crazy.
No, like, it completely knocked her off. Like, oh, no way she could win again.
Yeah, beat by a champion twice. There's no way she could beat. You should have that mentality, but don't voice that. effect, you know?
Yeah.
I think, and Joanna told her during the face-off the other day, welcome to hell, her. I think that's what destroys stuff with. Because it's also a new opponent, you know, she's not fighting Rose again. It's something new, so maybe it's something even more to get out of bed for.
I know.
And less on your shoulders.
I know, like, she's wore this hair and she's built, but I think she's a little too, like, muscly.
Mm-hmm.
That might, like, work against you at some point in such a, like, especially if fights are going all the way. For her, if they're going all the way, like, for the most part, all
I
the
I also
fight.
Feel like she doesn't flow as good as your day is.
That's what I'm saying. It's a little harder, like, not like Brock, but Brock, like Brock, you know? Like,
yeah.
Where you're a little, and they tense up more, and, you know, it's just different. I don't know. It's just small. I feel like a J-Check is more, like, lengthy.
Lengthy, yeah.
You know?
You're going to have to reach.
Move around more.
You're going to have to reach for sure.
Current.
I just think, I don't even know where it came from. Misha Torres versus Joanna Jacek, or whatever.
I don't follow too much of his rankings or his
stupid,
or
yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah. I'm watching, so there's that,
yeah,
but.
For sure.
I still think that Joanna is a bit. She's going to be a better fighter. Oh, yeah, sorry. Okay. Oh, Jose. Yeah, main card. So that. Hernandez versus Mercier. Next fight is a good fight. Real good fight. And I'm excited because of what Jeremy Stephens says. So it's Jeremy Stephens versus Jose Aldo. Aldo coming off his loss from Holloway, right?
Twice.
And then, yeah. So Jeremy Stephens has been on his hair.
Pretty much too.
And just on fire. And he'll stand and bang with you. And he says, and what I'm excited about, he said, I'm willing to go kick for kick with Jose Aldo. I love kicks. I'm excited for them to go kick for kick. Do I think Jeremy Stephens' kicks are better than Jose's? I don't know. Maybe these days, but not in the past, no. But it's going to be very cool. Stand up, they're going to stand up and bang.
I've seen a lot about Jose Aldo and how he's in
the
times, and, you know,
because he was, a lot of people don't remember that.
Yeah. But Jeremy Stephens, you can't count him out because he has two more wins than Aldo. Fight, period. He has a lot. Yeah. Aldo's 26-4. Of his wins, 15 have been by a knockout or TKO.
And he also spent years as the champion. Years.
Yes.
Jeremy Stephens has never been a champion.
No. And too. There is a different, Jeremy Stephens has gone up against some killers, so it's not that, you know, he hasn't, too, because of course we look at Aldo's, because he's been the champ, he's going up against the best of the best all the time, compared to Stephens, he sees some of those other people thrown in, but it doesn't mean he hasn't been up against the same level at some point in his career. I don't know, with Aldo, you do think of him as, like, you know, the greatest, and you think that's what you're going to see. And I don't know. He just seems a little different.
People get older.
Yeah.
It's really hard for him to make that weight, still. At 45.
Stevens on a win streak.
I think that's the difference in this fight, is that Stevens is on a roll right now.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Aldo's just trying to keep up who he was. And I think that's what's going to be the death of him.
I feel like he's still trying to, like, prove it. We think each fight's going to be, like, prove it, you know, but
also he has nothing to prove.
But it's like, you know, anything in himself, nobody's really, like, paying attention
to it. Well, I think all people not super motivated. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's going to be a fun fight, either way. I think Jeremy Stephens comes out with the win on this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see some nice leg kicks for a long time, but then I think in the end, Jeremy's
gonna he's gonna
go. Although still a Hall of Fame fighter for sure.
Oh yeah, but
one of the best.
Point.
And I get that people don't see it now anymore because a lot of that was in the WEC, and a lot of people weren't into the WEC.
Yeah,
but if you were, like, even before Conor,
people,
he was winning. Even before his losses to Conor, the biggest thing in the UFC, so I just think it's his time. Like, it's Jeremy's time to move upward.
Yeah. And?
What is? Okay.
Last one.
Main event time. A rematch. Do-over. Fight that was stopped. I don't care what anybody says. Eddie Alvarez illegally.
Eddie Alvarez, 29-5 versus Dustin Poirier, 23-5. Both coming off wins to Justin Gaethje. Then for Alvarez, his fight with Poirier, which, you know, that is no contest. Poirier fought Anthony Pettis after that. He won. Body triangles. Eddie Alvarez, he kind of, like, went quick in his entrance to the UFC, you know, so he got up there really quick. Dustin Poirier, I feel like he's always down. I feel like I see him fighting a lot. I see his name a lot, it seems like, you know, so.
Yeah, Dustin's fight definitely been more recent. Eddie's kind of been sitting on the sidelines. I don't know if he's hurt. Or what? Here's my problem with Eddie Alvarez. I've never really been a huge fan.
No, yeah, for sure.
He didn't, in the beginning, he didn't even want to give Dustin the rematch. He's also said Dustin Poirier is more of an undercard fighter. Which, come on, dude, don't be disrespectful. Dustin Poirier is not an undercard fighter. And when Dustin Poirier beat your ass tonight, I hope you take that shit back. Dustin Poirier has been fighting more. Dustin Poirier has been, like, dude, Eddie Alvarez can say he goes as many rounds as he wants. Cool, man. You didn't beat Dustin last fight. You're not going to beat Dustin this fight. But, like, how are you going to be? So, like, just how disrespectful. Like, Dustin's been doing great. He's been fighting great people.
You're an undercard
fighter.
He's been in the UFC longer than you have.
When has Dustin ever been on the undercard? Maybe in the beginning of his career, but ever since then. I mean, he's been, I mean, his fight versus Gaethje was the main fight. This fight's the main fight. Like, Dustin's been, you know, headlining fights.
Yeah.
You know, how is he?
I've always,
any sort of undercard fighter.
Like how you're saying, you still kind of don't like him. You know, this person, I always felt like. Yeah.
Oh, and his bitch ass wife.
Oh my god.
I'm so not excited to hear the screams of Eddie tonight. I hope Dustin finishes him quick so I don't have to hear this fucking screaming his wife's about to do. Which is so annoying.
That's so funny.
And I've been a huge Dustin fan. Not only that, the past few fights, Dustin donates or auctions off his fight gear and donates it to different charities and around
That's
the
awesome.
Community. This one, he's doing it for schools. This one, the fight,
awesome.
He's gonna after this fight, he's gonna donate all his stuff and money, or sell his stuff and donate the money for schools this year, for this fight. You know, for me, I just feel like Dustin's a better fighter. Dustin's a better person. And Eddie Alvarez can go negotiate a contract after this with a loss on his record. For me, he can go back to Bellator.
That's hilarious. Yeah, I can
go fight Michael Chandler.
That goes down on Fox. What time?
No,
five.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like I haven't heard too much other stuff that I can think of right now.
Yeah.
I know Bellator said they're going to do, like, a tournament. Paul Daly's in it. What is it? Or McDonald's in it. I think. Page, maybe, and no, not the other guy. But which is weird because I thought that McDonald's was gonna fight Musashi. Remember they announced that fight? Yeah, Bellator. Do you think? All I got.
Yeah, I don't. Okay. I'm
I'm excited to finally watch some fights again. I don't have to work and watch it.
Yep, sure. I mean, usually they start getting better towards this time of the year, so I'm excited for the fights. Again, I'm not excited for that Woodley still fight.
With a lot of fights, I could care less after log in to Fight Pass to watch fights, but this is worth it. If you have it, isn't that the point? You know,
yeah.
Like one that you're going to enjoy watching.
Yeah.
I have to do the Florida. I'm watching later.
Just wish some more exciting shit would happen.
Me too.
Not something going well, you know, honestly, with the return of Connor, I think it's going to start.
Mm-hmm.
Now that he can come back, it's all on them now to make it happen.
Yeah.
We're holding them back now.
Yeah.
Not bitch ass De La Hoya. Not fighting Manny Pacquiao. He's not going to fight Floyd again. He's not going to fight Paulie Malignaggi. He's not going to fight any of those guys. He's trying to come back and do some MMA.
Yeah, I guess that's what
he owes it. I think he owes it. He owes it to the community. Because they supported him through the boxing. Then he needs to come back.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, he spends a lot of money, so he needs to come back.
Yeah.
Those food same cheap.
All that shit
you
got
fucking
cheap.
All the
don't make it famous.
Private flights ain't cheap.
The life of like that you see in the music videos. And you're supposed to though.
When you're a poor kid from Ireland who has $100 million in less than 4 years, what else
are
you supposed to do? I mean, if anything, he's helping grow the economy in Ireland, right? By spending all the money.
I would just imagine anyone stuck with that.
That's true. That's why I don't understand that people go broke.
Yeah, and all their stuff is taken away.
You just kept on. Sell the Lamborghini. You got four more. Sell one of your seven houses, Johnny Depp. Have you read that article?
No.
You should read that Rolling Stone article.
Oh, yeah. Like actual?
He's poor.
Oh, yeah?
And he won't sell any of his stuff.
It's like, how? You're Johnny Depp.
He made $30 million for each Pirates of the Caribbean that he has so much.
That's what I'm saying. You're Johnny Depp.
He was Dior commercial. They say he's big in, like, Japan stuff. He just spends it. He's not willing to let go of nothing.
That's crazy.
So, whoa! Yeah, fuck the drugs off.
I didn't let him go for it. I imagine that in, like, jewelry.
He wears the whole store on his head.
Now you're just hating.
I don't even care.
Weirdo.
She's gonna bang Johnny Depp into his hair bracelet. So sexy.
So not until you try.
You think Johnny Depp, you think crybaby, you think hop on the back of a motorcycle, let's have some fun. Not, hold on, I need 10 minutes to take off all my bracelets. And five layers of clothing. Anyway, since I have a suit,
nothing. Then?
Yeah, I've been
done. All right, well, sister, thank you. Thank you guys for tuning in. Shout out to our sponsors, Native Rose Meal Prep, So Felicious,
Popeyes,
Spider Alien. Fightbook MMA. Don't forget you can listen to our podcast from their website.
And how about everybody, you know, let's get on a man and move a little bit. Stop being such a pussy. I know it's what you eat, but it doesn't have to be what you are, girl.
Watch a free fight. We're getting started right now. Fight Pass. Worth it. About half an hour.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.